This is the second selection that we had talked about. And just to remind you of the story, basically Romulus and Remus are both building walls. And Remus is making fun of Romulus's because they're so low, they're so lowly. And he starts making fun of them, and then he jumps across it like, look, I can jump across it back and forth and back and forth. And according to this, he gets hit with a shovel. Some stories have Romulus throwing a brick at him and accidentally hitting him. But either way, he sinks down to the ground covered in blood and dead. And Romulus is, of course, upset by this, but he refuses to cry in public because he's the king and he needs to set an example for his people. And so rather than cry, he basically says, that is what's going to happen thus to any enemy who may cross these walls. So if anybody else tries to cross these walls, that's exactly what's going to happen to them. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down line by line, so that you understand where the translation comes from that I gave to you. And then I'll go back at the end and read it one more time. All right, so quod Remus ignorans. So basically Romulus ignorant of this, not knowing this, kind of what had come before in the poem. Humiles contemnere moros quepit. Began to make fun, to make mock, to scorn the lowly walls. Et his populus dicere tutus erit. All right, so this is a question. The people will be safe with these. Nec mora, without delay, basically straight away, right away. Transiluit. And so the silhouette is to jump, and then the trans is a cross, transiluit. Rutro caler occupat ausum, instantly, caler, struck the man, the rash man, the daring man, the ausum, with a shovel, rutro. Ille premit. That man sank down. Duram sanguinolentus humam. So the sanguinolentus is covered in blood, bloodied. And then the duram humam is on the hard, rocky, stony ground. Haec ubi rex didicit, when the king learned these things. Lacrimas introrsus. Excuse me, I'm going to say that again. You got the introrsus. So it's actually split as introrsus. Introrsus abortas devorat. Literally, he devours, he smothers the tears that are coming up. Et clausum pectore vulnus habet. He holds the wound locked in his heart, in his chest. Flere paulum non vult. He does not want to weep openly, paulum. Exemplaque fortia servat. And he preserves brave examples. So basically, he's setting an example of bravery and fortitude for the people. Sic quae meos muros transeat hostis ait. So, and he says, thus, so fair, let this happen to the enemy who may cross my walls. Okay. All right. So that's kind of broken down. All right. So I'm going to do it again, slowly pronouncing the words to make sure that you hear them each. And then you put the inflection where you feel that there really needs to be some emotion in the poem. Quod Remus ignorans, humiles contemnere moros quepit, et his populus dicere tutu serit, nec mora transiluit, rutro caler occupat ausum, ille premit, duram sangui nolentus humam. Haec ubi rex didicet, lacrimas introrsus obortas. De warat. All right, so I'm going to say that last line one more time because that introrsus is a little strange. So haec ubi rex didicet, lacrimas introrsus obortas. De warat. Ad clausum pectori vulnus habet. Flere palum non vult, exemplaque fortia servat. Sic, quae, meos muros transiat hostis, ait. All right, so that's the second poem. Okay, a couple words that are problematic. In the fourth line down, you've got the bloodied, covered in blood. Sanguinolentus, sanguinolent. Sanguinolentus. Okay, so it's sanguinolentus. So try to say it clearly. And then in the next line down, five, you got introrsus. So it's almost like intro, but that R is going with the tror, introrsus. I think other than that, those might be the only words that are really problems. So one more time. Sanguinolentus introrsus. Okay, let me know if you've got any questions. You can listen to these as many times as you want. Of course, I would be happy to listen to you recite, so just let me know when you would be free.